These days, technology use is intertwined in all of our daily lives, and the classroom is no exception. The amount of technology that teachers utilize varies, but with technology standards required for our students and the amount of available resources for teachers, I see no reason why anyone would fight it. I personally believe that technology should be seen as a tool. Think of it like your microwave. Just because you could, in theory, use it to cook just about anything, doesn't mean that you do. You let the situations dictate your decisions. If I'm going to pop a bag of popcorn, microwave. Bake a cake, oven. Technology integration and traditional skills is not a zero-sum game. On the contrary, technology can be used to enhance the experience of learning skills, and even take a process like drilling, which is nearly no student's favorite activity, but serves as the foundation for more advanced work, less painful. The process of making information automatic takes time, but there are many fun and interesting games that have been developed to help students to practice these drills in a way that doesn't get the deep sighs that a timetable worksheet usually would. Students, and we as teachers, have access to so much information that it boggles the mind. While I do believe that we need to teach students to do traditional research, how to use a dictionary, a thesaurus, periodicals, and other reference material, to ignore the fact that left to their own devices, most students would default to the internet is not only naive, but also dangerous. We as teachers need to be willing to change and adapt to the needs of our students. We obviously don't allow strangers to lurk the halls of our schools or alcohol in our classrooms, but we still prepare our students for what they will encounter outside of our walls. The same outlook would be useful for technology use. The exposure to games is not adequate technology education. We have a responsibility to discuss with our students the risks associated with technology, personally and intellectually, how to evaluate and utilize information that they find in meaningful ways, and how to present it to peers, teachers, and others in interesting and engaging ways, and how to be safe with their personal information always. I've been compiling a stack of excellent tools from time-saving rubrics to fun and interactive animation creation that I have been graciously given by my fantastic tech and education professor, without whom this podcast, this blog, and likely this newfound confidence would not exist. They are listed under the link section, and I highly suggest that you scan to see which of these free and useful tools would benefit you. I know that some of you are thinking that you don't have time, and I will admit that learning to use new technology isn't always quick and easy, and utilizing a new technology in the classroom takes some time and requires trial and error before you and your students start to see results. But once you get used to using technology in their lesson plans, and when students perfect the skills needed to be successful with that technology, the results can be quite impressive. In addition, for people like me, that's desks are always on the brink of a catastrophic avalanche, any way to organize, to condense, and consolidate sounds pretty good to me.